Beatles really wish they had had a concertina. So we have here, we are up to number 3 in the Limerick contest, as soon as I get my pockets here sorted out. Craig's dry cleaner must really wonder what goes on when they get this jacket back with all these strange poems in the pockets. There once was a crab named Harry, that's crab with 2 B's, who had a father whose name was Harry, whose father, it's true, was named Harry, too, made concertinas to play Spotus Larry? Until I get it right, I have to do it over and over?
Wait for the witness to come back from the bathroom.
Yes. Did Richard leave?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I could just practice it till he gets here.
Again,
what's Spotus Larry? Nobody told me that. Well, we're just going to jump up to the number 2 winner that I hope I understand. And we'll read Richard's when he gets back. Oh, Lord. Perry, we do have to do something about your handwriting. This is the 3rd year in a row, I think. But nonetheless, Tony, do I have your glasses still?
You have my glasses.
All right. I don't normally need them, but this is... Just so you understand, I am right now teaching my 5th and 6th graders about block printing. And if anybody would like a little remedial lesson...
We're still in 5th grade.
All right, we're trying again.
Here he comes.
What's the problem?
You weren't here. That's the problem.
You can't read this?
What the hell is Spotus Larry?
Spotus Larry is a traditional tune of the Shetlands, thank you very much.
Why didn't I know that? They never gave me the pony I asked for, I think, as a child. Okay, so we're trying again. Richard, it's nice that you're here. There once was a crab, 2 B's, named Harry, who had a father whose name was Harry, whose father, it's true, was named Harry, too, made concertinas to play Spotus Larry. All right, number 3. Thank you.